This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Should we have some fun? Let's have some fun. Senator John Hovind is going to be on the program today. He's the Grand Marshal in the Holiday Lights Parade that their XL Energy puts on a Holiday Lights Parade every year in downtown Fargo and Morehead, and he's the Grand Marshal. That sounds like fun. You ever been a Grand Marshal before, Tom? Like that stiletto race?
No.
Did they make you the Grand Marshal of that when you put on the high heels? And no?
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, they should. I think it would save your feet, let you ride in the car and wave. You know, you could do the parade wave and wear the stilettos and just show them off, but not actually have to walk. I'm thinking I'm onto something that you would appreciate. No?
You ever? Our parade wave, too.
The parade wave's the best. We'll ask Senator Hovind about that. I've never been a Grand Marshal either. I have ridden with a Grand Marshal in a parade.
The I don't know why in the world you'd want me to be a Grand Marshal, I guess was my point, but, you know, whatever.
You're Todd the radio guy. Don't sell yourself short. Come on.
Whatever.
I've been places with Todd, and they go, "You're Todd the radio guy," and they, like, give him a big bear hug.
Oh, what, like two tops?
No, thousands.
I've told you a billion times not to exaggerate on this
thousands
show.
Over the years. Yeah,
I'm a big deal. If only a liar liar's pants would catch fire.
Conservatives everywhere will get a kick out of the fact that when I was in a parade sitting next to the Grand Marshal, it was the Fiesta Days Parade in Montevideo, Minnesota.
Very nice.
And, my folks were the Grand Poobahs, I don't know what you call it, for, you know, kind of run the Fiesta Days festivities.
The chairs.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. So they put me in, like, this Mustang convertible between Wendy Anderson and Wendy Anderson and Hubert Humphrey.
Hello.
Oh. Huh. I was sitting on the back
of
the
plane. We can blackmail you with those pictures now.
I was the cute little boy look at the cute little boy. You know, I probably would have been, I don't know, 71, 2 maybe. So I don't know.
You couldn't wait to get out of that car.
7, 8 years old, something like
that. Were you digging it? Did you have fun?
Well, I remember it, so it must have been okay.
Yeah.
I actually liked Hubert Humphrey.
Yeah.
I really did. I liked him. You know, he was a Minnesota liberal, but he just had that charismatic way about him. Wendy Anderson was kind of a putz. I don't know. shouldn't I say that?
Don't sugarcoat it. Tell us how you really feel.
Shouldn't speak ill of them. I was always told.
And yet there you were in the parade, and now you see why you could get blackmailed for those pictures today, because you're sitting next to a putz when you're that age.
Yeah.
What did it do to you?
Exactly right.
Ever do the honorary ringmaster at the Shrine Circus thing with the elephant? I did that.
That'd be fun. No.
I did that years ago.
I'm always too busy buying stuff that breaks before you even get to the car at the Shrine Circus.
They even got a gold whistle.
They've got to do something with the souvenirs at the parade, don't they? I mean, at the Shrine Circus?
Well, you buy like five.
I've never bought something that didn't break before you got to the car. Now, I wasn't playing with it. The kids were. I understand, but, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, $50 for a sword and it breaks before you get to the parking lot? Am I...
Now that NAFTA's rescinded, they'll have better.
Have I offended any Shriner here? I don't know. I just think we need better. You said you wanted to have fun, folks. We're having fun today on the program. What else? Should we get serious, Todd? Are you done with this fun?
Hey, it's your show. I just sit back here and...
What? It's our show. There's no we in team.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? No. Me.
But there is a me.
There goes, yeah. Besides Senator Hovind, who will join us and talk about the Grand Marshal and the Holiday Lights Parade, and we're also going to talk about something that I want to spend some time on this hour, and that is the suburb problem. And for North Dakota, it would be the Fargo problem. That is, if you're a Republican. So if you're John Hovind and you're running for re-election in a few years, you see Fargo and Grand Forks trending towards the deep blue sea. What do you do about that? Same thing they're asking themselves in the Twin Cities when they say, what about the, you know, the suburbs? What about, I want to talk about that. So we'll ask him about that in the parade. Also, Bill Sorensen's going to be here today. Bill, yes, that Bill. Buffalo Bill. Medora Bill. The great Bill Sorensen. One-time mayor of Bismarck, North Dakota. A great mayor. Has there been a better mayor of Bismarck than Bill Sorensen was?
Why don't you get Steve Bakken on the phone and ask him?
Well, even Steve Bakken wouldn't say of himself now, yeah, I'm a great mayor, right? I mean, you sort of determine that a few years after they're done or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
He was great. And I love Dr. Warford as well. I mean, they're you know, good people. I'm just saying, Bill Sorensen is just such a North Dakota icon that it's unbelievable.
Okay, it's kind of like an apple and an orange. I don't see John Warford doing some of the shtick that Bill Sorensen does.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
kind
he's
of
just
an
got
apple
that
orange comparison. They're both good.
He's an entertainer.
Right.
They're kicking off the Magical Medora Christmas tour, which is really going to be fun. So Bill Sorensen will be here to talk about that. Crystal Lopez, who is one of our team members here at What's on Your Mind, is like making gestures to me and sign language, and I'm trying to conduct a talk show and a conversation. So,
she's the queen of What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, there you go. She's like the queen of the West.
Yeah.
She's the queen of What's on Your Mind.
She's the boss of you.
She's the boss of me. You know too well. At work. She's my work boss. Yeah. Maria's my home boss. So, this is a microphone, and you talk into it. This just so you know. So, you know, you don't sit over there and then, you know. So rather than the gestures, what are you trying to tell me, please? She's writing things down. She's handing me notes. She's giving me gestures, and it's making me
this
insane.
This is radio. We don't do gestures. Come on.
We don't do gestures. What did you need to tell me? Your microphone's not on. Go ahead. Sorry.
I wanted you to talk about the pie for Village Inn. That's all.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Were you hungry for
I am hungry. You don't feed me in the morning.
And she brought in pictures of pies. I should have known enough to know that you were going to talk about something very delicious here. Very good. And Bernard Carrick? Yeah.
10:30.
All right. Now that saved you a lot of writing. Yes. Crystal Lopez, the pride of Grafton, ladies and gentlemen. Or Park River, would you say? Or both? Grafton. Okay. Oh, you got mad there for a second. Fighting words. That's like a Grand Forks East Grand Forks.
Really,
yeah, they do. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Marry a bunch of small towns that don't want to be one big town together.
Grew up on a farm. I think the farm's closer to Park River than but anyway. Now we know what she was trying to tell me. And
Bernie Carrick will be here. You're trying to debate a woman, you know, and she's telling you something's right. Just leave it alone, Scott.
No one. Yeah. Bernie Carrick will be here. He's a former NYPD commissioner, now retired in that spot. We're going to talk a little bit about prison reform. Have you heard about this? You know, the president's very much an advocate for prison reform. There's a package moving through. And, you know, I've heard details here and there, but not a lot of meat on the bones to understand, is this a good idea or a bad idea? And Bernie Carrick's going to help us decide.
Is he getting overruled from the bench, kind of like on the caravan thing?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he you ask him that.
Why don't we even have a president of Congress anymore? We'll just let the judicial branch run the entire government.
Yeah, and Todd is referring to a judge barring the United States from enforcing the asylum ban of President Trump. I want you to know what the asylum ban is, okay? Right now, if you are from another country, you can apply for asylum, but you have to do it. There's a process to it. And so the president said, look, if you cross the border anywhere but at an official port of entry where they can actually process you to determine if you're eligible for asylum, then you're ineligible. You're done. In other words, you got to go where the border agents are and they can vet, okay, Todd, what's the problem in Central America? How can we rectify this? Let's find out if in fact we need to take you in while you're going through a very bad time. Okay? That's what it's all about. Well, a judge says, no. You can't do that. They can come in anywhere. And sadly, I'm not going to put all of this on the judge, although I wish they had some common sense and interpret the Constitution that, one, the president's job is to protect the United States of America. Go look at what a president is supposed to do under the Constitution of the United States, and it's protect the United States of America. And then, Mr. Judge Man, ask yourself if these asylum seekers coming from Central America just go anywhere along the border, tap in, and say, boom, I got asylum. what kind of a country we'd have a year, two, three, four down the road. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But what's more ridiculous is our laws. Because the immigration law right now says you can come in anywhere, not just a port of entry. And, of course, the president, since he was a candidate for president, has been talking about reforms necessary in immigration law and has talked about the need for the wall and hasn't got it. So, yeah, that's what's going on with the judge. But it's unfortunately a sad pattern with some of these judges. And meanwhile, what is the president trying to do? Honestly, answer yourself this question. What is the president trying to do? He's trying to keep America safe. He's trying to make sure we have borders. I mean, folks, come on. And the way people are, you know, consuming the news and then rendering an opinion on something like this is really unbelievable. I mean, that Donald Trump is a racist, for instance, because he doesn't want to just let all of these caravan protesters in. He's racist. People actually
remember the old days when we used to have three branches of government? Remember those days?
Can't make it up. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, and I, and our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juvin. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juvin helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juvin?
You can go to Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndieBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We'll be on the road again tomorrow at the Hyperbaric Clinic in Fargo. A medical technology that is changing lives. It's here in Fargo now, basically out of philanthropy.
because of the, I don't know who to blame for it. I don't know if it's Big Pharma. I don't know if it's, you know, the medical community. I don't know what it is, but it's an incredible life-changing treatment for so many people. We'll tell you a little bit about some of those stories tomorrow on the program. That's where we're going, because it changes, it changes lives. It really it takes people back in a way and heals them. It's incredible. So, and it's oxygen. It's just not that complicated. But anyway, listen for that tomorrow on the program. Should be wonderful. And then Thursday, Thanksgiving Day edition of the program, live from Ralph Engelstad Arena. We did that last year. And the reason I picked it last year is because, you know, it was Thanksgiving, and I wanted to talk about things I was thankful for, and one of those was, the University of North Dakota hockey team. It's just an incredible amount of great memories that I've had over the years from hockey. So that's why I picked it. Now it's just we're going to turn it into a tradition, but we're going to talk about what you're most thankful for, whatever that might be. So look forward to that as well on the program, and that'll be Thursday for Turkey Day. All right, CJ's here from Dak Diesel. One of the great stories, Dak Diesel is located in Bismarck and is obviously helping a lot of folks with diesel engine, tractors, trucks, the whole works. Anything diesel, they do it in and around Bismarck. But it's CJ was just telling us during the break, customers from Wahpeton and Grand Forks and Botno and all over. So he's quickly gaining a reputation as being a go-to location for diesel repair in the entire state of North Dakota. So remember that. Your business is growing nicely, isn't it, CJ?
Apparently, because he's not there anymore. He can't just, spend forever waiting for you. He's got stuff to do.
So you're saying he hung up the phone to go fix things?
Yeah. He's a busy man, you know? Advertising What's in Your Mind has made CJ a busy man. He can't just hang around. He's got people
seriously
waiting.
Isn't it a great story? It's just so fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really an incredible thing.
I mean, you and I've done the whole radio thing, you know, when your advertisers are too busy to talk to you because they have too much business going on, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Is that why you hung up the phone, CJ, because you had too much business and I was babbling on forever?
Oh, man. I mean, those 5 seconds that you took there was just getting out of hand, you know. So. I try to work. I try to keep working. And I really need to get a headset, but I have the phone on my shoulder, you know, and I'm torquing head bolts on a cylinder head right now. And it's not really the right thing to be doing when you're trying to hold the phone on your shoulder. So I, right when my torque wrench clicked, I hit it with it kind of bumped the phone a little bit with my shoulder, and then my cheek the phone off. So.
You can't make that up. I have a visual of that that's unbelievable, and you're a typical North Dakotan. You're multitasking. Hard at it.
Well, it's one of these things when you're busy, you got to do it, you know, and especially with the holidays coming up. You know, I want to spend time with family and all that, and I've been working so hard that, you know, it's like I just got to work really hard and get all my work done. And, you know, I was here till 8 o'clock last night, and then I was here at 6 o'clock this morning, and I'm going to be here again tonight and tomorrow till 8, guaranteed, trying to get enough done where, you know, I can breathe a little easier over the holiday, you know. And granted, it's a short holiday, but, you know, me, like everybody else, you still need to take some time off, get some breathing room, and so you can get recuperated and take care of people, you know, the next week. So,
well, you do it, and you do it well, and your customers know that, and they come back again. And, of course, folks are hearing this and thinking, I'm not getting that kind of service. My guy's not working till 8 o'clock at night, so I can get, the truck back or whatever. So it's a reason to give CJ a call. DakDiesel.com is the number, is the email at website. And it's a great website.
What
it really
should
we
call it? Yeah.
Or you can call them at 701-258-5011. See, we have a theory now. You put your business on what's on your mind, and your business thrives and grows and grows and grows to the point you're so darn busy you can barely take time off for Thanksgiving, right? So good things happen when you come on What's on Your Mind. When you don't come on What's on Your Mind, Todd, I think you lose the Senate race. And I think we have an example of
seems
that recently.
Seems to be the case, right?
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. You have a couple of examples to choose from, folks. You decide, yeah. All right.
Well, absolutely. So,
CJ, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll let you get back to the ranch and get the phone off your ear.
Yeah. Oh, and when am I talking to you again? Due to the fact Thursday is when I'm supposed to talk to you next, but I'm sure
Friday.
You're not on the radio.
Yeah. Are you working Friday?
I am not working Friday, but I can still call in on Friday. So.
Are you sure? I think you should just
absolutely. I bet your phone works on Friday. I'm actually making sausage on Friday, and then after I get done with the sausage, I'm actually butchering a beef. So, hey, cool. I gotta feed my family, and that good grass-fed beef from Sylvester Jacobs down at the Lazy J Ranch. So.
Listen to this guy. Not only is he fixing things, he's listening to the radio and all the other fine sponsors here. That's beautiful. Well, you take care. Give us a call then, same time Friday. That'd be great.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, take care. Our telephone number is 701-258-0550. You can text us. We love your texts. Todd takes them at 226-8503. And I'm at 367-2054. Here's a question I have for you. So we're hearing a debate nationally about, okay, the Republican Party, Donald Trump, they're in trouble, 2020, not going to be the same because they have this problem, it's called the suburbs. And they can't win them. They can't win them over. And I reject that. And by the way, I reject it as well in North Dakota, going back to our discussion yesterday about Jack Zaleski's horrifically insensitive, biased, mean rejection of any place that wasn't Fargo or a handful of eastern blue counties, calling the vast majority of North Dakota uneducated. Thank you, Mr. Newspaper Man. We know that's what you think and believe, but now you removed any doubt for anybody else. Here's my question. What kind of an impact does that way of thinking in journalism impact somebody's viewpoint? In other words, okay, take your typical suburb. Take Fargo. If you don't have fake news, or when you have 94% negative coverage of the President of the United States, who's doing many, many good things in many areas, and it is not reported, does that impact these suburbanites, the so-called white, educated women that the Republicans need to? Or is it something the Republicans are not doing well enough? In other words, if we sat the average white, educated woman down and said, okay, here's what he promised to do, here's what he's done, what's the problem with it? Would it make a difference? I want to know your take.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. He's my neighbor, so I know when I tell you can come to Hot Springs, you're going to get a great deal and a great product. It's the real deal, that's for sure. And right now you have a warehouse ready to move on out. Some really good deals right now, right?
Well, we do. We're getting towards the end of the year here where right now we have 153 hot tub models in stock, whether they're at the warehouse or, you know, showroom models that have to go. It's really a great time, and we're throwing in there some great financing with a 60 months no interest financing. That's 5 years, and you don't have to make your first payment for 5 months. So I don't want any excuses not to be better in hot water, better physically, better mentally, better relationally. And I promise you, if you use this for 30 days and you use it like getting up in the morning and eating breakfast, you will be better.
Best ownership experience of any spa, period. People love it. Find out why at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're just glad that we're all safe and that we're still together. The kids are healthy, we're healthy, the dogs are fine.
That's one of the thousands of people left homeless by the campfire in Northern California. But she told Fox News she feels lucky considering that 79 people have been killed by the fire and over 150,000 acres have been burned. Heavy rains expected in that area over the next few days could make it harder to locate additional victims while also causing mudslides. The fire is now 70% contained. The gunman who shot and killed a Chicago police officer, a doctor, and a pharmacy resident at Mercy Hospital in Chicago yesterday, identified as Juan Lopez. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says,
"This tears at the soul of our city."
Lopez ended up fatally shot, but it's unclear whether he took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Gosh, it's great. PureEnergyFuture.org has a new website, by the way. If you ever have conversations about how we're able to have such affordable energy here, how we have such reliable energy here, Minnesota, North Dakota, it is because of clean, beautiful coal. And the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is all about it. But get the latest on research and development, coal facts. Get involved. That's one way we really encourage a lot of people to, you know, submit comments, take action, you know, talk to your elected leaders about that. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Let's go to Jeff in Kildare. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Yeah, say, if this was a stupid question, I guess you can just chalk it up to me being one of these uneducated Westerners. But I was wondering, I don't recall ever seeing a Heidi Heitkamp give a concession speech or, you know, even send out any kind of a statement congratulating Senator-elect Cramer on his victory.
Well, she didn't congratulate Senator-elect Cramer on his victory. And
I think we all need to remember that come the day that she decides to run for governor, because as far as I can see, she's the only bench that the Democrats have. So come the next major election of any type of office, higher office, she's going to be the one they put forth for that, and we need to remind her of this kind of behavior she's had.
Yeah, no, I think North Dakotans have soundly rejected the viewpoints of Heidi Heitkamp. She lost by 11 points, so I don't see her as a viable candidate for governor or anything else at this point. I think she'll take the millions and millions of dollars that poured in because she is a full-throated supporter of Planned Parenthood and late-term abortions that she supported, which I think, by the way, didn't help her election chances much either. And, you know, she'll sprinkle that around and use that and advocate in different ways. So probably go the Byron Dorgan, Ken Conrad cash-in deal, you know, where they say they're from North Dakota, but they actually are from places where they have Delaware beach houses and, you know, Georgetown mansions and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, they probably retired their apartment building in Bismarck, so they don't even need to keep the residence in North Dakota anymore.
You know, and that tells you how long fake news has been around, isn't it? Because Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad were able to use as their legal residence
an apartment building that I think Senator Conrad owned, and one of the two of them owned, or they might have owned it together, some partnership. And, you know, they were never there. I remember people that, like, lived in the same building would call and say, you know, the lights are, like, literally never on. They just, they're not there. They're used for those purposes. And, you know, it's well enough known that any media entity would, you think, you know, put some scrutiny there, but no, that's not how it works. It goes to my point, Jeff, about when we talk about where Republicans have a problem. I think Republicans have a problem in the sense that what they stand for, what they believe, what they have in the way of a record of accomplishment does not get the same treatment as that of a Democrat at all. There's no here's one, here's the other. So, you know, I think you either need to change the way news is reported, or, you know, I don't know what other strategy to break through that. Now some would say, for instance, President Trump, when he tweets something that is derogatory towards some individual, say Maxine Waters, she's low IQ or whatever, something like that he'd say, and that it then distracts from the good news because the reporters cover that. I'm like, you know, that isn't news compared to, you know, the growth rate in the economy, threats.
As long as you have editors like Zaleski, I don't think we're ever going to break into that.
No, I agree, and that's why I think what Jack Zaleski did in that column we talked about yesterday was do everybody a service to show exactly, and it's not just the Forum. I mean, they have 40-some newspapers and 4 TV stations and 1 radio station, so there's plenty of news outlets, but it's, you know, it's throughout North Dakota. I mean, Bismarck is solidly conservative.
Republicans can take a page from Donald Trump, though, and go on the offensive against fake news. You know, there's not a day goes by that President Trump doesn't say something about fake news and just hammer it at the drive-by media. Our people here, our new Speaker of the House, our new Senate Minority Leader, they need to just get on this guy and others like him just constantly. Keep him on the offensive.
Yeah, see, I do think some of the responsibility is, you know, with the, you know, the individuals that are elected, but probably more importantly, the Republican Party, right? So the Republican Party needs to be in campaign mode all year long, you know, not just at election time, and pointing out when this stuff is wrong. Jake Wilkins was a communications director for the Republican Party. And he did a great job of responding to some things that just were not true. But you need that. You need that constant, rapid response and then a way to get it to people so they know, you know, oh, wait a minute, that's not true? You know, I think that's a big part of it. And I agree with you 100%, Jeff. Donald Trump is providing a service to any conservative, any Republican that has been treated, you know, in chip-shod, biased fashion over the years by saying, we're calling this stuff out. We're taking it on. You know, now they fight back and they say, we're not fake news, and, you know, pull the Jim Acosta stuff and everything else. But their credibility is going down a notch, you know, every month, to the point when he's done with them. In my mind, there won't be much of a typical media establishment as it's existed for many years. This is where you talk now, Jeff.
No, he doesn't.
He might have been with a wrench, like, over the, you know, the phone there, and he might have had a CJ problem. You know what I'm saying? God, he probably he's working, like every other North Dakotan, for the most part. He's working. I struggle with this a little bit because I love everybody. Well, I'll rephrase that. I try to love everybody, right? I mean, if somebody's, you know, a little bit irritating, I have a harder time loving them. But we're taught to, you know, love people, right? And understand everybody's different. Everybody has their little quirks. Everybody, and you just recognize that as what it is rather than, oh, that person drives me nuts, but whatever. Well, that is so hard on social media, isn't it? I mean, it's just hard because you have the keyboard in front of you. You see something that you believe is really, you know, to be kind, stupid.
Wait a minute, that wasn't kind. To be, you know, just a little off base, to be, you know, way out there, to be absolutely 100% not true. What is your response at that point, Todd? What would be a typical reaction to something like that when you see something like that?
Roll my eyes.
Snarky back at them? You roll your eyes, maybe. But then do you do something with it?
Not necessarily. It depends. You could go crazy reacting to everything out there, Scott. You know that, right?
I understand that, and you can't, and I don't. And I've actually long given up even sort of engaging in back and forth. Occasionally, I'll dip my toe in the water and just say, you know.
For example, your buddy Larry that keeps texting to both of us this morning. I could engage, but good grief.
Yeah. So here's
I'm not
here's
going
a,
down the snake hole with everybody.
That here's a
not.
Response that came from a woman by the name of Jessie Quinn last night on in response to the post about Jack Selesky's editorial and the comments we made yesterday about it. So I put it up, and I actually called it hate speech in my Facebook post because. I don't know about you, but where I come from, if I say, where I live, we're all smart and educated. Where you live, you're dumb. That's hate.
Certainly sounds like it.
Put it on the other shoe on the other foot. If some conservative is saying, you know, liberals are dumb. You know, only the smart people. You don't say that, especially in media. You don't say it. So anyway, I called it. Hate speech. And I said, and I'm half joking. I don't know. I mean, you can come up with a million different, you know, examples of what hate speech is. But I just said, if you voted for Kevin Cramer, who, by the way, won by 11 points, you obviously don't live in Fargo or a few eastern counties because everywhere else in North Dakota is less educated. Dumb. Not open to new ideas. That was another one. We're not open to new ideas. Not welcoming to newcomers. I don't know if you know this, but only Fargo business leaders, Fargo investors, are social innovators. Do you know how many innovators are in every corner of North Dakota? People, names people have never heard of, doing incredible things. You know, if I start naming them, I could go, you know, on and on and on. You know, Kildare Mountain Manufacturing or down at Oaks, the manufacturing things they're doing there. You know, I mean, Steffes and Dickinson is legendary. I mean, I could go again. And in agriculture, the Gates folks up by Langsford. I mean, this, you know, I could go on and on. But not according to this guy. So anyway, I didn't really, you know, it was hate speech, but it was pretty hateful. Don't like it at all. So, Jesse Quinn says, oh my, Scott, you don't actually believe Jack's words are hate speech, do you? If you do, you're more obtuse than I had initially thought. It's quite astounding, actually. You can spot lint in the eye of others and yet fail to see the log in your own. If only you had a point, other than perpetuating the destruction and damage caused by this administration. You're quite pitiful in that you've gotten this old and still have learned so little about right and wrong. Now, who says
you're
that?
You're not old.
Who says that about someone they don't even know? And, I mean, I could read you 50 more in this ridiculous, misinformation about Donald Trump. He did this, and all the stock market is tanking. And I love that. The stock market is tanking. That's Trump's fault. But when it was going up, it wasn't Trump's. So how could it be for them his fault when it goes down when it wasn't his doing when it went up? And you know, I mean, but this is my point. If we say we as conservatives, we as value voters need more in positions of power, and our biggest problem is people who think like that, what do you do about it without getting mad? That's my big question.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. There's excitement in the air, and you're going to feel it next time you see your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza. Everything that has made Pizza Corner Pizza the finest anywhere will stay the same. The generous amounts of quality toppings, the tangy tomato sauce, all on an Italian-style bakery crust. But we're excited to present to you the new and fresh updated packaging that will reinforce Pizza Corner Pizza as the pride of North Dakota. Need a quick dinner or a football game snack? Consider a Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thanksgiving means turkey to some people, dressing to some people, maybe mashed potatoes with gravy to some people, but for the real educated people, the really smart ones, Todd, wherever they live, it means pie. You know what I'm saying? It means
here.
It means pie. As in
pecan
pie.
Pecan is a good one. Pecan's kind of a solid Thanksgiving one, isn't it? Right? I mean, isn't that the...
I put up a poll. You had to pick between pumpkin and apple, and pumpkin pretty much won like 5-1, but a bunch of people did bring up pecan, so I guess better have that one.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's really good. Pumpkin is the staple, but pecan, here's the deal. You can't even dream up the choices that they have at Village Inn. It's that good. And so what I'd encourage you to do is order right now, and you can do this online. They've got this so easy now. You order up online and you're ready to go. So trust me on this one thing. Dream a little on what you want to do. I like the chocolate silk myself, but there's many. But plan right now, and they'll have it all ready to go and pick it up, and nice and easy, call today. Tell them Scott sent you, Village Inn. Grand Fork, I'm trying to think, Fargo, West Fargo. No, Fargo, Moorhead, Minot, and do you have one? Bismarck, you don't, Todd, do you? Village Inn?
Do not. Why not?
Why not? Why not? That's what I heard. So, anyway. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 9 before the top of the hour. And the one and only, Jim the Flagpole Guy, is here for an update on how 2018 is wrapping up. I'm thankful for you and all those flags you put up this year, my good man. I saw some good work you were doing in Bismarck this week or last week. Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, Scott, thank you very much. Actually, it was a great week last week. It was kind of like weather from heaven. I got to Bismarck on Monday night and Tuesday morning, and I woke up, it was 5 degrees, and I went to General Equipment. Special thanks to them for their third pole out of, 7 or 8 they're going to install. Well, anyways, as soon as we got the whole dog, it got warm enough to pour concrete, and it stayed warm. It was a beautiful day, and then the next day, we set the pole, and it was zero wind and beautiful sunshine. It was just like, what a perfect way to really wrap up the 2018 installation season, although you never know. If it gets a little warm, we might put a couple more in, but it's...
I actually had listeners sending me pictures of the Tyranny assault vehicle that delivers these flagpoles. It was a listener in Bismarck said, hey, here's your buddy Jim the Flagpole Guy. So they're keeping track of you, too, putting up all those flagpoles. I'm trying to remember where one of the locations was. First International Bank of Trust, I think, some of your flags, right? The new location.
I did some service work for First International Bank. They had their new flagpoles installed this year, and there was that's kind of what I'm running into. You know, people who, like contractors or whatever, they install the flagpoles. Like, a lot of them are telling me, well, we can't find anybody to do it or whatever, and I'm like, well, I'm here, but I go back and I fix things. you know, they a lot of times it's probably the last minute deal, and they're trying to hurry to get them in or whatever, and they lose the parts or whatever. So I come back, and that's what I'm doing today, actually, in at DA here in Williston. I installed the flagpole. There was nothing wrong, but they decided to go down a size and flag, so I'm readjusting the flag assemblies and make it so they can fly their flags that they would like to fly. And that's where I'm going now, Scott. I'm with the flagpole installation season coming to a rest. I'm really working hard at establishing a strong flag maintenance program and flag retirement program. And we are making headway there. And being one guy, it's kind of a slow ride doing everything well. And with this time off from installation of flagpoles, I'm actually working hard at establishing a good program to meet everybody's needs.
Well, whatever you need to fix one that wasn't necessarily put in the best fashion to maintain the good-looking, properly flown flags, or plan for a brand new one, maybe a little Christmas present to honor a vet in the family, whatever. You give them a call at 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or ndflagpoleguy.com. You take care, sir. We'll talk to you after Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be thankful.
Same to you. Steven in Jamestown, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
I'm thinking you ate your oatmeal this morning because you don't have diarrhea of the mouth, but can you send it oatmeal to these people challenging your thoughts to help them prevent diarrhea of the mouth?
Oh, I don't know. I'm hearing oatmeal and diarrhea
for you.
Turning my stomach there a little bit, but I hear you. Yeah.
Have a good day, and thanks.
I'm just glad I don't, according to you, have that of the mouth, Stephen. So thank you for that. Yeah.
Bye.
What's that? What did he say? Did you hear what he said?
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. All right, that's, I guess, what you say at the end of a call. So that's why they're quickly followed by goodbye. Senator John Hoeven, Bill Sorensen on the Magical Medora Christmas Tour, and more of your calls come up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Pembina and McHenry counties in North Dakota, a 1,700-acre crop farm in Daniels and Valley counties in Montana, a 3,400-acre ranch auction on the North Dakota-South Dakota border in Sioux County, North Dakota, an extensive truck, construction, and farm equipment auction in Steele, North Dakota on November 29th. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.